Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to talk to Kenny Pickett, brought to you by the Feeney Agency of Erie Insurance and Baird. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdDifference.com. The senior quarterback, one win away from the ACC championship game. And most recently, Chris.
You might call him the Big Cat, actually.
The winner of Big Cat from Barstool's Game of the Year. Congratulations on that, Kenny.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Did you know going into that game that you were playing in the Big Cat from Barstool's Game of the Year?
Yes. Yeah, I had a buddy send it. It was just a funny thing to laugh at. And then after we won, I went and looked at the tweets, and it was pretty funny. So I had to send him one back, and then they reached out to EJ. So it was a pretty cool week.
Now, more pressure playing Clemson and Dabo with all that on the line, or knowing you were playing beforehand in Big Cat's Game of the Year?
I don't know. It's very close. It's very close. It's an honor to say, you know, you were part of the Game of the Year and helped get the W.
Now, can we make a PM team Game of the Year? Can we just make Virginia
yet.
The Game of the Year?
Well, I got to look at the line and everything involved. And
I mean, you guys got it by, I think, a half point on the Game of the Year. I think Big Cat had to sweat it out badly.
He did. That touchdown pass to Crawl in overtime
was... No, the extra point, Chalooch.
The extra point in the rain. Yeah, why didn't he have the kicker on?
Oh my
to
God,
celebrate
dude.
The Game of the Year. That's a good question.
Yeah, we
Chris.
Should add Sam Skarden as a special guest too.
Hell yeah, man. Give him some love. I think when you go to the combine in Indianapolis and you get interviewed by all these teams and they try to, you know, ask you like, how do you feel about big pressure packed situations, you need to say, well, I was the winner of the Big Cat from Barstool's Game of the Year. And see how Andy Reid and how Belichick feel about that, Kenny. Try that one on for size.
Yeah, I might have to take you up on that.
Be pretty interesting if Andy Reid were scouting quarterbacks at the combine,
that's
wouldn't it,
good,
Pony?
That's a good point.
Be pretty interesting there.
Senior day is Saturday. We're just a few days out, Kenny. What kind of thoughts are already coming to mind for you about that moment?
It's tough because we're playing for a championship, and it's like, you know, we win, we're in. So really, that's been the focus. But you know, I've been talking to my family and had some friends coming out, and you know, definitely have been a crazy ride, and you know, appreciate all the kind words from everyone, and just want to, you know, go out on top of Hines.
Hey Kenny, how obviously you're playing for a spot in the title game, like you said, Saturday. You, I'm sure, know the history of the program, how many years it's been since they had, you know, an 11 win season. How much would it mean to you to be the guy, not just to get to the ACC title game, but to win, you know, go out on a little winning streak here and have the kind of season that they haven't seen since like the early 80s, where it's something like 11-2, 12-2, something like that?
Yeah, that'd be very special. You know, you're talking about leaving a legacy that people and having a season that people will remember for a long time in this city. So it's one game at a time, but, you know, we know the possibilities and we've all worked hard for it, so we want to go get it.
So what do you anticipate getting pregame then? Like a framed jersey and some flowers for mom and dad? Is that what they do here at Pitt?
Yeah, I think it's a framed jersey and you go out and you see your family before the game. And we do something nice on Friday night. They play a little video for the parents and the seniors. So it's a good deal.
So your dad, as we have covered on this show numerous times, is the quintessential football guy. Everything
football
about
man,
him,
haircut,
everything about
nine.
Him, the haircut, the mannerisms, the intensity. He is a football guy. You get out there on the field, it's senior day. Is your dad going to be more proud dad and maybe a tear rolling down his cheek at all you've accomplished?
You think he's going to cry?
Or is he going to damn near want to headbutt you because he's a football guy and knows it's a big game? What Ken Pickett do you expect?
Probably a mix of both. No tears, but he'll be proud. He'll tell me how proud he is, and he'll definitely tell him to go get the job done and win the game. So I know I'll get the best of both.
Do you expect to hear from or have you heard from Dan Marino at all lately?
I've heard from him. I'm sure I'll hear from him again, you know, as the season goes. You know, it's always so cool to be able to talk to him and just hear him out. So I'm definitely.
Did you get a warning like, hey, Dan Marino is going to call you or text you, or all of a sudden you looked at your phone and it was, hey, Kenny, this is Dan freaking Marino here?
Yeah, it was that. I never got a heads up. But yeah, like you can imagine, you know, just such a cool feeling, just knowing how great of a player he was, the legacy he has here and in the NFL. So definitely, you know, one of my, you know, favorite memories looking back on my career here.
So wait, was it a call or a text first?
Text.
So wait, do you have to vet that with somebody else, like to make sure it's not somebody screwing with you, like just giving you a hard time?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I mean, once you hear from him multiple times and stuff, I think it kind of solidifies it and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. You are wrapping up your Pitt career. You've got a huge game against Virginia, all of that. I've got a question about just wrapping up your time at Pitt here, your last home game. What that whole experience of coming back and playing games in front of fans and knowing that you're going to have a ton of people there to watch you guys clinch a championship and what's been a goal of yours the entire year. The fact that there's going to be fans there versus the experience you had last year, Kenny, it probably adds even more meaning to this, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, walking off the field last year against Virginia Tech and being able to have the win, it just didn't feel – it's just a different feeling without the fans and without seeing everybody in the stands and being able to spend time with people and see people without masks on and, you know, just have a normal experience is something that I'm really looking forward to this Saturday.
Have you noticed more and more fans, like, that there has been a rising sort of swell of excitement as you guys have continued to put wins on the board here? Like, have you noticed it be different than it has been at any point in terms of the vibe around you guys on campus than at any time in your career?
I think so. I mean, it's, you know, it's just how it goes. It's how it should be with, you know, when you're winning, people get excited. So it's a great feeling. I want to shout out the Panther Pit. I think this is the best we've had since I've been here. They bring it every game and we feed off the energy. So I'm looking forward to, you know, a great, you know, atmosphere Saturday. I'm hoping everyone stays, before they head home on break and we can win this one together and enjoy it.
What was your favorite class as a student in your time at Pitt, Kenny?
My favorite class. That's a good question. I had some good ones. All the marketing classes were, I'll put it in a group. The marketing classes I was always interested in. You know, I'm not sure what I want to get into after football, but you know, that was kind of the plan, you know, throughout school. So I really was interested in all my business marketing classes.
I mean, it seems like football is working out pretty well. Yeah, and you're not going to have to go down that road for a while, Kenny. I mean, just to be, if we're going to be fair here, it seems like things are heading in the right direction. Pony, what was your, wait. Did I ever tell you this story? Since Kenny brings up marketing, like basic business classes here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I once got extra
business ethics.
I once got extra credit for the entire my intro econ class.
Oh, congratulations on all
by
your success.
Eating 12 ho-hos in a minute in front of the entire class.
And this was at Penn State?
Yes.
Oh, like, there's an institute of higher learning right
yes,
there.
Yes. The econ teacher made me and two other people get up there, and people had to place bets. I don't know what lesson this was teaching on who would eat the most ho-hos. 12 in a minute.
Wow.
Thoughts?
Kenny, what's your favorite hangout or place to grab a bite to eat around campus?
I would say Stacked. Stacked is definitely a favorite of the team, and all my friends, we love going there. I think their food is like the best bar food on campus.
If you had to, like Chris just pointed out, enter one of your teammates into an eating contest, who would you pick?
I think we talked about this before. I think I said Jay Cradle. I think I've seen Cradle
throw down?
Yeah, he can throw it down for sure.
What is, and I'm not trying to look ahead here, you guys have to handle business on the field. I know you know that better than any person in this city.
Yep.
But if you get the outcome you want against Virginia, you walk out of Heinz Field with a W and a berth in the ACC title game, what is the number of cold ones that will be used?
Oh, here we go. Back to the cold ones.
Well, listen, it's a great line. Is that a 3 cold ones victory? A 2? What are we looking at there?
Who knows, man? We'll see. We'll see. Like you said, I want to get there. It'll be a great feeling when we get there.
Hey, did you get the Princeton soccer win? over the weekend?
Yeah,
did you get that?
To ask.
We did. We did. We got the win. They play again on Friday against TCU, so we'll see how she does.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, if they don't win that one, she'll be there on Saturday too. So we'll
so you
see
don't
what
want either, you don't want her
way.
To be there. You don't want to see her there. If you see her there, it's a bad thing.
Either way, it's a win-win. So we'll see.
Your offensive coordinator is up for assistant coach of the year, Kenny, which is a huge change because, frankly, there were a lot of Pitt fans and media that were like, I don't know about Mark Whipple, makes you go over to the sideline for plays and stuff. So much was made of that. It just seems to me from the outside looking in like you have an incredible kind of like surrogate father-son relationship with Mark Whipple. Is that fair? You guys are super close.
Yeah, we're very close, and this is something that we've been building towards together, you know, since he got here, and, you know, we wouldn't be the offense of the team we are without him, and I'm happy he's getting the recognition that he deserves, and it takes time to build some things. I know everyone wants it, you know, the success immediately, but, you know, sometimes it takes some time to get the right pieces in place, but once they are, you know, you see the kind of results, so, you know, great year for Coach Whip and our team.
What do you feel like he needed to figure out about you and you needed to figure out about him from the time you guys started working as quarterback and coordinator to now that, like, that has been the biggest reason that things have clicked in terms of your specific relationship with Mark Whipple?
Just he knows my game, you know, better than anybody, I'd say, with the amount of time that we spend together and all the film that he's watched. And I'm familiar now with, you know, his play calls and his mindset, what he thinks on certain things. So We're pretty in sync with that, and I think that's kind of what's been able to take us to that next level.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you can kind of gauge how well things are going by how few steps you tend to take towards the sideline. When I see you take, like, one or two steps and then turn back around, it's like, all right, this is probably going pretty well. I expect a touchdown here.
Yeah, I mean, that goes, like, to either it's a fast call and I got a signal or, you know, I can literally read his lips from, like, halfway across, you know, all the way across the field. So, I got to the point now with this offense, I know it so well, but if he just gives me the back half of a play, I can finish the front half. And there's ways that it's been a lot easier and kind of a smooth process with getting the play calls in.
Give us something non-football related about Mark Whipple. Something about Mark Whipple personality, something Mark Whipple likes and he's into that isn't football and Kenny Pickett and Pitt related that from being around him for so long, you know about.
Yeah, I'd say he's the best golfer in the building.
Whoa! Whipple! How about
that? No one wants a piece of Whipple on the course.
Take that, Pat Narduzzi, and your big calves. You're not beating him on the golf course.
You need the hips, not the calves, for a golf swing.
He's beaten, what is Pat's title? The Charles Bickle coach of...
Chris Bickle. Chris Bickle, class of 97, Pitt football head coach.
Take that. Do you ever call him that, Kenny?
No, I've never called him that, but Coach Whip can play, man.
If you guys win the ACC, you need to come on with us, and we'll just set you up to say it, and we just need you one time to say, you know, I owe a lot to the Chris Bickle class of 97 head coach, Pat Narduzzi, for all he's done for me. That's all we need. Win the ACC.
Have you met Chris Bickle?
I have. He's a great guy. He came to practice, actually, during that time when they announced he was donating. You know, back to the football program. So we got him a jersey. He came in, all the players of practice, you know, really, really cool guy.
Man, I would think to myself, I got to roll in his circles. I got to get on
Correct.
His good side. He's buying the title
to
of our
the head
coach.
Coaching Whew. Position. He's now, in a sense, the head coach.
Something
him.
Tells me Chris Bickle paid attention in those marketing classes, huh, Kenny?
I would think.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so.
All right, well, congratulations on winning Big Cats game of the year, and now an even bigger one. Hard to believe, but it does get bigger with the Coastal Championship on the line Saturday at Heinz Field. All right, Kenny?
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
See ya. There you go, Kenny Pickett. Brought to you by J&D Waterproofing and Dr. John Bush, DMD at PittSmiles.com.
I looked up, like, pictures of Mark Whipple to see, like, what's a fact Kenny's going to tell us just by the look of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Golfer, yeah.
I thought
always,
he was going to say World War II buff.
Dude, so I was in the same vein. I thought, like, he's either a war buff or the kind of guy who in his personal office has, like, ships in a bottle or something like that. You know what I mean?
I thought he was going to say, believe it or not, collects Hawaiian shirts.
That is he's got the Hawaiian shirt build, right?
I am not a golfer like you are, or even Craig, but it's got to be a flattering thing to hear. Hey, you're the best golfer in our building.
Because there are automatically, when you get like guys who are just really good athletes, even if they didn't like train how to play golf, they generally know how to hit it real far. You saw Sid Bream. He probably golfed casually, but he hits the crap out of the ball. To be the best among that competitive group, yes, it's a very good thing. It's good. Golf is good for business, man. Deals get done on the course. That's how it works. I bet you the Bickle deal. I bet you that deal had a legitimate chance of getting done on the course. And wait a minute. We know this. Our friend Pat Bostick in Major Gifts at Pitt, I think, was the man who brought that
is
deal
Pat,
to the finish
is
line.
Is Pat technically in that building? Did Kenny Pickett just say Mark Whipple's a better golfer?
Pat's like
than...
a 3 or 4 handicap, dude.
Well, that would make Whipple a stud.
Right.
Good for him. Craig, do you anticipate playing a lot more golf now that you're a bigwig?
No, I'll be much too busy dealing with very important matters.
Do you think Whipple's a better golfer than Roethlisberger? They work together.
Is Roethlisberger technically in that building?
No, I'm
They're
saying...
They're attached.
I'm just saying...
But think about that.
No, I know. I think Kenny's referring to the pit side. I'm saying when Whipple and Roethlisberger worked together, did they golf and did Whipple beat them?
I love that someone that... No offense, Mark, if you're listening... But someone who looks kind of overweight and out of shape is still a really good golfer. I love out of shape golfer.
I'm a big fan of that. Do you understand what golf is?
Well, you got the DeChambeaus and Koepkas
there. That's like the last 20 years, dude. When Bill Glasson was lifting weights in 1997, people thought he was ruining his game. There was a literal golfer who won tournaments and his nickname was Lumpy. And I'm not talking about Chris Jacobson. Tim Lumpy Heron. Imagine you are a world-class athlete in a sport. You have made millions, and people call you Lumpy, and they mean it.
Imagine being someone associated with sports, period, or even just a human being whose nickname is Lumpy.
Right?
Like, that is the least flattering nickname out there. Hey, Lumpy.
Like, John Daly's a big guy,
oh,
but they always called him Long John on tour because he could hit
Lumpy?
It. So, hey, Lumpy! Look, there's the big guy. He's going to win this tournament for us. It's old Lumpy.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Western North Huntington, and Uniontown. Coming up next, the biggest morning show in America makes fun of Mike Tomlin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.